It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Here's a thought for the day from Fibber and Molly before we get into our story.
Molly, have you been watching that paint job they're doing on the house across the street? White with pink shutters?
Almost as pink as the cheeks on the young couple living there. And were they excited when they moved in? You know, that first day in a new home is a big event in any family's life.
It sure is. And another big event is the day the family can stop worrying about what would happen to their home if Dad wasn't around to make payments on the mortgage or pay the rent.
And friends, that big day comes when a Prudential Mortgage Cancellation Plan takes over the problem for you. With this plan in your life insurance program, if anything happens to the breadwinner, Prudential will provide the money to pay off the mortgage on your home. Leaves it free and clear for you and your family to live in as long as you wish.
For most families, the yearly cost is less than 1% of the amount you borrowed. And if you're renting an apartment or home, you'll find the cost of Prudential's rent payment plan just as low.
So ask your Prudential agent to come around and give you the details on these wonderful home protection plans provided by the company with the strength of Gibraltar.
Like the book says, the future belongs to those who prepare for it.
Mr. and Mrs. Fibber McGee of 79 Wistful Vista are going out to dinner this evening with Dr. George Gamble and friends.
McGee, they'll be here any minute to pick us up. Aren't you ready yet?
I'm all set, kiddo. All but my necktie.
Did you wash good before you put on that clean shirt?
Yeah.
Turn around. Let me see your ears. Okay, you're fine.
Well, thank you. Look, which tie should I wear? This red and gold striped one with a hand-painted horse? Or one of my loud ones?
Ooh, that's a tough choice. You know, Pierre's restaurant is a rather dignified place, so...
Yeah, you're right. Okay, I'll wear the quiet one with the horse. The loud one back. Oh, and by the way, kiddo.
Yes?
I'm a little short on dough. Doc and I agreed to make this Dutch treat tonight, but even going Dutch, I've only got $6.
Okay, Hans. Here's $5. Let's not have any embarrassment tonight for a change.
Thanks. I'll go get my coat and hat and be all ready when Doc and Cuddles get here.
McGee, watch it, will you? You dropped the $5 I just gave you.
No, I didn't. I got it right here.
Well, what's that on the floor? There's a $5 bill there on the floor.
Oh, for the... I'll be darned. Must have fell out of my old vaudeville scrapbook when I put it in the bookcase a while ago. Oh, I haven't seen this old $5 in years.
Who cares how old it is as long as it's good old American money?
Yeah, but it isn't. Here, take a look.
Hmm? It says $5 right on the... Oh! $5 stage money.
Yeah.
United Snakes of America.
Yeah.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
You see there in the corner where it usually says $5 in small print? What does it say?
Phony, it says.
Yeah. Boy, oh boy. Me and old Fred Nittany. You know Fred Nittany, the guy that I and him had us a vaudeville act together from Starred Rock, Illinois together. We used to use that in our act in vaudeville. I ever tell you about the time I and old Fred were paying up...
Oh, thank goodness. Get your hat and overcoat on. Be right with you, Doctor. My, this lobster is delicious.
Oh, it certainly is. How's your steak, George?
Oh, perfect, Cuddles. Nancy, it's just what the doctor ordered.
This is a pretty high-class hash house, George.
Mm-hmm.
Good service and everything. Hey, maybe I ought to leave this bill under my plate for a tip. Imagine the look on the waiter's puss when he sees a $5 bill.
Oh, McGee, put that stage money away. Mm. We've all seen it, and you've had your little joke.
Well, it certainly looks like real money, doesn't it? First glance, anyhow. Where'd you ever get it?
It's a souvenir, Miss Cuddleson. It's from my old days. When a very dear friend of mine, Mr. Frederick Nittany and myself, we were in the theater together.
Oh, well, I didn't know you have a theatrical background, Mr. McGee.
You mean he's never mentioned Mr. Frederick Nittany before?
Well, no, I don't think.
Oh, you lucky girl. McGee usually brings up his old days in the theater at the drop of a hat, before it hits the ground even.
Well, I think this is just fascinating, don't you, George?
I had a most unusual case yesterday. A fella came in with a swollen elbow.
Oh, George, some other time.
No.
Tell me about your theatrical experiences, Mr. McGee. Life on the stage has always fascinated me.
Well, he wasn't always on the stage. You see...
You know, I dreamed of a career in the theater myself when I was a little girl. My great-grandfather was a Shakespearean actor. Perhaps you've heard of him, Sir Arthur Mansfield.
Sir Arthur Mansfield? Well, of course, who hasn't?
He was your grandfather? Say, you never...
Great-grandfather, George. And to think, tonight, at this very moment, I'm sitting next to another member of that great and exciting profession. What did you do in the theater, Mr. McGee?
About that elbow, Doc. You say this guy walked in and it was swollen? Elbow's always interested me ever since Senator McCarthy had that trouble with his swollen elbow.
There's more fun with the McGee shortly. Carol, Edna, and Hazel, the three ruthless hurricanes which wrecked so many homes from South Carolina to Maine last fall, will be back. They may not visit the same communities, they may not be named the same, but one thing is certain. We can't stop them when they head our way. We can bar the doors and board up the windows and seek shelter. And there's something else we can do. We can continue our support of the Red Cross, which moves in and helps repair damages in the wake of hurricanes. The homeless are sheltered, the hungry are fed, the sick and injured are hospitalized, homes are rebuilt and refurnished, livelihoods restored. These things we can do in preparation for the return of other hurricanes. So support the 1955 Red Cross campaign from members and funds. It is your way of telling the distressed they are not alone. You are never alone when you answer the call of humanity. So don't let them down. Remember the 1955 Red Cross campaign, which is now underway.
And then for the finale...
McGee would sit on Mr. Frederick Nitney's shoulders...
and juggle red, white, and blue Indian clubs.
Oh, no. Oh, that must have been wonderful.
Yeah, well, while Mr. Nitney rode his unicycle in a circular pattern to the lively tune of the Stars and Stripes Forever.
Oh, that's priceless. Did you actually do that, Mr. McGee?
That's right. Of course, show business has changed quite a bit since then. You don't see that kind of an act anymore around. But back in the old days when old Fred and I had us...
Well, it's getting late, McGee. Come on, dear. Let's go powder our noses while the check is being taken care of.
That's a good idea. My arm, Molly. Well, thanks a lot, Doc. It's been fun.
Oh, sit down.
Yes, she was talking to me, Mr. McGee.
He knows it. The big clown. He's always acting silly.
Oh, I think he's cute.
Cute?
Yes, I do.
Oh.
That's what everyone says.
Don't encourage him, Nancy, or he'll do a headstand for you right here on this table.
You want to see me? I used to
do a headstand. Come on, Nancy.
On a plate.
We'll meet you boys up front.
Oh, this has been a lot of fun tonight, Molly.
Well, it's a good thing for you I came along tonight, George. Your girl would have had a very dull time.
Sure, sure.
Trouble with you is you're too conservative, Fatso. You're too conventionable. What you ought to have is a little of my savoir. My nom de plume.
Your what?
My nom de plume. That's French for to heck with everybody. Let them stare.
They always do, all right.
Hey, there's no reason to sit here waiting for the waiter. Leave the tip and give me your half the check. I'll pay the cashier up in front.
Okay, I don't see why not.
Like I say, with a guy like me along, there's always a lot of laughs, and these days, laughs are hard to come by.
Oh, McGee, you didn't.
Well, gee whiz, I don't know how it happened, but I gave the cashier that phony five of mine by mistake.
Oh, great. You'll get halfway out of that door and the police will be all over you.
Oh, surely they wouldn't do anything.
Gee whiz, I don't know what to do. I just
have to... Well, don't stand there till she discovers it and blows the whistle on you, rum-dum. Go tell the girl what happened and ask her to get...
Oh, no. What if she don't believe it was a mistake? What if she calls the cops? Maybe it ain't even legal to own that stage money anymore. I don't know. Gee whiz, this is a mess.
Oh, dear. United Snakes of America, it says on the bill. If she takes a look at that...
Hey, I got an idea. If she didn't notice it when I gave it to her, she won't notice it when she gives it to somebody else. Quick, Doc, you got a 10 spot?
Well, yes, right here, but...
Good, give it to Molly. We got to hurry before somebody else comes up and pays a check. Take the 10, Molly, quick.
Yeah, but what...
Go on, hurry over there and give her Doc's 10 and ask for 2 fives. My phony five must be right on top, and she'll give it to you.
Oh, good, good, good.
Yeah.
I'll be right back. My, if this isn't...
If it doesn't work, McGee, you break for the door. I'll block the manager, and Cuddles, you grab the cashier.
Oh, George, stop it.
Just doing it for McGee, my dear. He likes his laughs. When McGee's along, there's always a million laughs, and we don't...
Oh, cut it out, Lard. I'm nervous. Now look, she's getting it. See? She's getting the two fives.
Thank you very much, miss.
Boy, oh boy, I hope this is... Hey, let me have it quick, Molly. Let me have it.
No luck.
What? Let me see, quick.
They're both good fives.
Oh, dear, what a shame. What can we do now?
What can we do? Try it again, that's all. You got another 10, Doc?
Well, yes, but this is silly. Why don't you tell the girl?
Oh, no. Gee whiz, I can't go confess now. Hurry up. Go over there and get two fives for a 10 again. Go on.
Me?
Oh, go ahead, George. Let's get this settled and get out of here. The manager is looking at us,
okay,
and I'm embarrassed.
Okay, okay. I'll swear, I don't know how McGee gets into these messes, but... Counterfeiter with everybody looking.
Well, how'd you do, Doc? How'd you do? Did you get it? Quick, let me see.
Dear, I'm afraid to look.
I certainly hope.
Oh, dead rat, the dead ratted luck. Anyhow, two good fives again.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Oh, my gosh, there goes a waiter over that way. He's going to pay a check. Quick, Doc, another 10. It's your turn, Kettles.
No, I have no other 10. That was my last one.
You got any singles? Singles?
Yes, two.
Oh, here, I've got one and 30 cents.
Here's a dollar bill and 60 cents. That's $4.90. Another dime is what we need. Another dime. Quick, McGee, a dime.
A dime. I'm looking. Oh, my gosh, I ought to have a dime. I used to keep a dime here in the secret pocket of my wallet, but no, dad ratted. All I got in here is that phony $5 bill that we've been talking. Oh.
What?
What did you say, McGee?
You still got that five?
The stage money?
Yeah. Imagine that. I didn't give it to her after all. I must have... Well, gee whiz, at least we had some laughs, kids. Don't get sore. Molly, Doc, talk to me, somebody. Miss Cuddleson, you said I was cute. Gee whiz, the way you all act, I ain't cute.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. You have a friend, and a dependable one, too, who's with you right now and all through the busy day. I mean, of course, your radio, a constant companion you can depend upon for the very best in entertainment. Entertainment, for example, to lighten your daytime chores and speed those tiring workday hours on their way. In the mornings, there's Mary Margaret McBride, whose informed commentary covers a wide range of fascinating subjects, from world affairs to household hints. Items of interest you'll enjoy hearing in the informal Mary Margaret McBride manner. And morning listening also means quiz fun with Strike It Rich and the phrase that pays. Then in the afternoon, dramatic entertainment with your longtime friends like Just Plain Bill, Stella Dallas, and Young Widder Brown. And dramatic entertainment of a different sort with a new favorite, the engaging daytime serial Hotel for Pets, an unusual NBC feature with an amusing, refreshing theme. Hear it tomorrow. All these and many more Monday through Friday on NBC.
Molly, have you seen my phony five since we got home? The fake fin that caused all the trouble?
Yes, it was on the coffee table there and I picked it up.
What'd you do with it?
Well, you remember when Dr. Gamble asked for a light for his cigar and I gave it to him?
Yeah. You mean?
Yeah. I've always wanted to see a cigar lit with a $5 bill, and I couldn't think of a cheaper way to do it.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed with Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble and Peggy Knutson as Miss Cuddleson. This is John Wald reminding you that we'll be back tomorrow night when McGee suffers through a jinx day. Good night.
Join the great Gildersleeve for more fun in Summerfield tonight on the NBC Radio Network.